Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. We're joined right now by four runners on the Pella Christian Cross Country Squads, two boys and two girls. On the girls' side, Damaris Worthington and Leah Breon, and on the boys' side, Jake Lensing and Ryan Van Vark. And as we catch up with you, the season well underway at this point, probably about the third of the way through. We've still got some big meets on the way. We've had some recent meets happening. It's been an active time for Pella Christian Cross Country. You guys have been very busy. So, Ryan, I want to go ahead and start with you there on that. It has been a busy slate. You've had 2 weeks of three meets in a week. This team has worked hard. Are you tired at this point in the season?
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty tired, but that's the point of it. We got to get tougher throughout the season.
Leah, as this season has gotten started, how have you enjoyed the progress so far? Have there been any meets that have stood out to you for one reason or another?
I really enjoyed this past meet that we had last Thursday. It was at Linville Sully. We both had really good team scores. Everyone had great times. We all gave it our all. We did exactly as coach asked, and it was just really rewarding at that meet.
Damaris, same question for you. As far as meets this season that have stood out, have you had a favorite meet so far?
Yeah, probably Johnston, just because I really like all the hills. Well, there wasn't many hills, but I like the running through the forest. And
Jake, as this season has carried along, talk about what the goals that you've set for yourself have been early on and how you've worked toward reaching your own goals.
I definitely wanted to get sub 1830, and I've gotten really close. I've gotten 1833, and I've just been pushing myself in practice and taking breaks when I need them.
Is that encouraging to be so close to the goal at this point in the season?
Very encouraging.
Now, do you plan on setting a new goal at some point in time?
Hopefully.
Leah, you talked about the meet just this last Thursday at Linville Sully. I'm going to come back to you and have you talk about that a little bit more. I know that was fun for this team because for the first time this season, you didn't have to run against 3A and 4A programs. How much of a difference does that make?
Well, we already are really familiar with the smaller schools because we run against them in track and other things. So we're familiar with some of the runners that run with them. I mean, the competition is not as hard because from the 3A and 4A schools, they have more people to pick from, so the competition is harder. And it's just nice to run against people that we can compete well against.
And Ryan, if I remember correctly, from a time standpoint, that was a good meet for you, was it not?
Yeah, that was a good meet. It was nice weather, and I love running hills, especially at that last meet, and everybody just had great times. It was a good meet for everybody.
Damaris, you talked earlier about the course at Johnston. I was going to ask you, what do you like in different cross-country courses? Do you prefer flat courses, hilly courses? What makes a course a fun one for you as a runner?
I like it flat. I'm not a very big hill person or fan, and I like running like in woods and different type of scenery, I guess.
Jake, a question for you. When I talked to your head coach at the very beginning of this season, she talked about this team being small but mighty. You don't have a ton of kids out, but the ones that are have a lot of heart and a lot of enthusiasm. How does this team work together, girls and boys, to push each other and reach your goals as a team?
Coach just has a whole bunch of just team building workouts for us, and so we just go out there and just have fun, and then we are able to know each other better and push each other harder.
Again, if you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS, talking with members of the Pella Christian Cross Country Squad. On the boys' side, Ryan Van Vark and Jake Lensing. And on the girls' side, Damaris Worthington and Leah Breon. Let's take a break away from cross country a little bit, or at least what's gone on competition-wise. I wanted to ask each of you some of the same questions. Jake, I'll come back to you on this one. Why cross country? What do you enjoy about this sport? Because to the faint of heart, I don't think it's a very good sport of choice.
Just do, I guess. I don't really know. I just have a great time running, and it's kind of relaxing almost.
Well, and I think that's a great answer. I think I just do might be the correct answer for why you run cross country. Damaris, for you, I know that you've had a really fun start to the season in terms of competition within your own team. You've got another runner on this squad that really helps pace you. Talk about that relationship and how you make each other better.
Well, I'm really good friends with Marina and Kira. And so I kind of want to stay up with them. And Kira was behind me for the beginning of the season, but when we run together, she actually passes me, and that pushes me.
Leah, we've talked cross country before. What do you enjoy about this sport? What makes this your favorite thing to do in the fall here at Pella Christian?
I like cross country because I like seeing how you can come from at the beginning of the season, you're kind of out of shape. I don't enjoy running very much when I'm out of shape, but toward the end of the season, when you feel how much stronger you've gotten and how much you've accomplished over the past couple of months, it's just awesome to see how far you've come with getting stronger, and you can, you know, it's a great reward to see how much stronger you've become.
Ryan, for you, you're a senior. We're here with a junior and a couple of sophomores. Is it different this season than it's been in previous seasons being a senior on this team?
For my first 2 years, we made it to state, and they were just fun years. But these past 2 years, it's been fun seeing from a freshman year to the sophomores now, it's been fun to see them progress and their times and just getting better.
You mentioned the success in the past when you were getting started. Has that been difficult for you to not have it be quite the same way, to the same degree of success as it was in years past?
Yeah, but I mean, I've gotten used to it. This is another year where we could make it to state. I mean, we've got what it takes. We just got to get there.
Leah, talking with Damara, she's a sophomore. I know you've got several young runners on this girls' squad. What have you done to try to help some of those younger athletes along in their career here at Pella Christian?
I would just like to encourage them to, you know, push harder in practice, keep going. I mean, they don't have the experience with all of the meets. Some of them don't. And so it's, you know, it's nice to I can just introduce them to the courses, let them know where you do this, where you start sprinting, where you start pushing up the hills. You know, it's just, since I have a year of experience under my belt, it's just kind of helpful for them.
Damaris, for you, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your head coach, Jocelyn Minders. What's something that you've learned from her, either this season or just overall as a runner, that's been really helpful for you?
Well, she's showed me the potential I have in myself. Like, she's like, oh, you can do it. You know, you might not believe in yourself, but she's like, I do. So that helps me.
And Jake, if I understand things correctly, you're also going to be able to utilize this season video to help make you a more efficient runner. Have you had a chance to take a peek at that, and how will that help you be a better runner?
Well, last year we did do the same thing, so we got to look at our video, and it definitely does help. She can tell you if you're like going too high, if you're using too much power to get height, and instead of stretching out your legs and just stuff like that.
Again, Jake Lensing, Damaris Worthington, Leah Breon, and Ryan Van Vark joining us right now on the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. I do want to talk to you about your upcoming meet, but before we get there, first, I wanted to get all of your thoughts on the conference meet. It's not terribly far away. I know that'll be one of the next big goals on the way. It'll be in Oskaloosa. Ryan, in terms of running that conference meet at Oski, what do you think about that particular course for the conference meet?
I think it's pretty good. I mean, we run there early in the season. I mean, we know what it's like. We know how it goes. We know where to sprint and know how to pass people. I think it's a good push for our conference meet.
Leah, the Little Hawkeye Conference is one of the best conferences in the state in terms of cross country. You've got some very talented teams that you compete against. How does this Pella Christian team set goals for the league meet?
Personally, I just want to finish under 20. As I did that a lot last year, but this year I haven't been able to finish under 20 yet, so that's just a personal goal for me. Girls, I think we want to finish in the top five. That's our biggest goal, is just to finish up there and hopefully push each other hard and get great times.
Damaris, I mentioned to Leah just the difficulty of the Little Hawkeye Conference. Do you think that makes you a better runner?
Yeah, I think so, because there are so much better runners and stuff. I think that they will push us and stuff.
Jake, you've been one of the front runners for this Pella Christian team in recent meets. How do you and your teammates push each other to get the most out of your potential for the conference meet?
Well, we all have a little competition going. We all like to just beat each other, and so I think that really helps because we're all close. We all know what each other's times are, so we all can just like find goals and beat each other for them.
And then your upcoming meet, you're back in action. Actually, tomorrow you'll be at PCM running at the Gateway Golf Course, so I wanted to ask each of you individually about that. Jake, I'll come back to you on this. What's your familiarity with that course? What are some of the challenges or maybe some of the easy features of that course, if there are any?
We really like hills. Like, it sounds like it's bad, but they keep a change of pace so you can go faster and slower, and it's really hilly, and I can usually get a good time there.
Damaris, for you, what are some of the challenges that you see with tomorrow's meet at PCM?
Well, like I said, I'm not a hills fan, but I'm going to push myself tomorrow just because I know that there's a lot of hills, you know, and just try my best.
Leah, kind of the same question that I asked Jake in terms of the course. What do you enjoy about being able to run there in Monroe?
See, I'm kind of the opposite of Damaris. I like hills because when I push myself up them, I just forget about the pain of, you know, running on, when you're just running flat, you have time to think about how much it hurts. But I like the hills because then you have time to focus on the hill and not so much the pain.
And Ryan, I'll let you go ahead and close things out. As you look at the PCM Invitational coming up tomorrow, what are the things that you're setting for yourself as goals, and how do you have a meet like this help propel the team forward in a positive direction?
As I said before, we're a good hills team, and we can, if we use those hills correct, we can let ourselves go down the hill. I mean, if we all just try to pass your teammates towards the end, we can push each other for great times and just move forward throughout the season, because next week we've got Knoxville, and that's another hilly course. I mean, those hilly courses are kind of our specialty. We just got to push ourselves through those meets.
All right. Well, to all of you, thank you very much for the time. Congratulations on the success so far, and I want to wish you the best of luck as things go forward. Keep attacking the hills, I guess, and we'll catch up with you again later. So thanks again.
Thank you.
Once again, members of the Pella Christian boys and girls cross country teams, again on the girls' side, Damaris Worthington and Leah Breon, and for the boys, Jake Lensing and Ryan Van Vark. Stay tuned. More of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.